in one of the groups today, a question came up about investigation, how this might work in this practice, with the practice being more of a non-doing kind of practice. This speaks some to the associations we have with this word investigation, tending to perhaps associate the word investigation with the figuring out or analyzing, a very active quality that may involve kind of thinking. And so I've been thinking maybe the word investigation isn't quite the word that fits for the practice. Maybe we could say that what we're interested in, or what the state is that we might give a name of investigation to, is that state of mind where learning is happening. Where the mind is understanding something about its experience. And this state of learning can come very naturally, you know, if the mind is relaxed and curious, learning will just happen. We don't have to try to learn when the mind is relaxed and curious. You know, babies, we think of babies, their curiosity and interest and experience. They are learning machines. They are just absorbing nonstop. And they're not having to figure it out or think about it. They're just kind of hanging out in their experience, and learning happens. And this is the place that this practice, where the learning, where the investigation can happen, when we're relaxed and curious, we don't have to feel like we're working for this learning to happen. It's like being out in nature, or just hanging out in nature and curious about nature. There will be some understanding that happens just through the witnessing, being in nature. We don't have to cut a tree down and chop it up and put it into a analyzer to figure out how all the cells work. That's one way to learn something about a tree. But another way is to watch it grow. To connect with the environment of the tree and learn something about what kind of animals take shelter in the tree. How the leaves come out in the spring and how long does it take them to drop in the winter? If we're curious, we don't have to work to learn these things. And so practicing like a naturalist in our own minds. Our minds are nature. Our bodies, our minds are nature. We are naturalists studying our own minds and bodies and hearts, curious, hopefully with curiosity and interest, this being with experience, with curiosity and interest, the learning will happen. There will be things understood about your own mind. Understanding about conditions. Understanding about impermanence. Understanding about dukkha. And some understanding about our own personal conditioning, our own personal things that also may happen. James Baraz expresses this in his own way. One tool he used to support this curiosity about experience that he shared with retreat I was on once. He said, I pretend like I'm an alien from another planet, and I've been assigned to come down to Earth and take up residence in a human body and report back to the mothership about what it's like. This is what it's like when they walk. This is what it's like when they chew and swallow. This is what it's like when they feel frustration or annoyance. This is what it's like when they feel love, bliss, rapture, delight. The being with experience. That is the investigation. So simple. This practice is so simple. It bumps us up against these ways that we feel like we need to be in control, in charge of the figuring out the doing. And yet in a very deep way, we're asked to rest. Rest and be curious. And notice what is learned. that learning. Will head us in the direction of letting go of craving and clinging. That learning is wisdom that releases, frees the mind from its struggles.